Our last segment before we take a break is virtual reality for promoting empathy, run by Jose Valle, who previously gave a lightning talk on animal equality. Please welcome Jose back to the stage.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. And I want to briefly introduce animal equality for those of you who haven't, who don't know about our nonprofit. And I feel sorry for those of you who were in the previous talk because I'll repeat briefly some of the same things. We are an international animal charity organization. We work in 8 countries, and we focus on farm animals. We do education, investigations into factory farms and slaughterhouses. We carry out educational campaigns. We bring VR headsets into campuses and encourage students to watch the footage. We also carry out corporate outreach campaigns, putting pressure on companies to get rid of the worst forms of animal cruelty. And we also introduce legislation, work in Mexico and India and also in Europe to help animals. We have been considered by Animal Charity Evaluators as a standout charity, and we invite you to look at the report that they have in the website. According to them, we spare 2.8 years of suffering per dollar dedicated to our investigations. So Erika Schmidt is the executive chairman of Alphabet, the company that owns Google. And you may have already read this article or heard about this. It says, according to him, the 6 most important tech trends nowadays. The first one is what he says, culture meat, or replacing meat from slaughter animals with a plant-based alternative, so the culture meat. But the number 3 is virtual reality. How many of you have tried our virtual reality project, iAnimal, that we have there on the booth? Okay, good number. So virtual reality, although we have heard about it more lately in the last 2 or 3 years, there has been attempts working in this since the 60s. You can see here one of those early machines that even has some type of wind and smells. Oh, this is another one that actually looks quite scary. But virtual reality has been used by nonprofits lately to bring empathy about the causes that they are working on. One big and well-known example is Clouds Over Syria, produced by Chris Milk about the refugees in Syria. Another one by Charity Water on the scarcity of water and the activities that they carry out. And this is another example. This is on the issue of rape in colleges that has been selected on Sundance. And Oculus have this program, VR for Good, where you can apply for that if you have a charity, and they can connect you with filmmakers who will be producing a film for your charity and try to get people motivated and on board. But it has also been used for fundraising purposes, in this case Charity Water organized a gala, and they raised $2.4 million, which is several times more than what they expected. And Amnesty International has been also using it on the streets to show people in a very short video what the life for refugees is like nowadays. At Animal Equality, we use 360-degree cameras that films in all directions at the same time to film into factory farms and slaughterhouses. We literally put the cameras inside the crates where these animals have spent their whole lives. So when you watch that with these type of headsets, you have the same perspective as these animals have. And we find that it's a very effective tool to promote empathy in people about the plight of animals. Otherwise, the suffering of animals can be like too abstract. It's something that we read about it, but it's It's much better if we can take a look at that from their perspective. I've personally filmed in over 24 slaughterhouses in the last years and over 100 factory farms. And very often, when I'm capturing those images, I know that millions of people will be watching that. But I also know that it's nowhere near the real experience, what it's like to be there and see it. So I've always thought, like, I wish I could bring people here with me so they can see it with their own eyes because the experience is so different. But when I learned about the virtual reality, I immediately thought maybe this allows us to do something very, very close to that. So we put the cameras in the place of the animals. For example, the here with the baby chicks just arrived from the hatchery in the first day of life. And there is a significant difference when filming with conventional cameras and with 360-degree cameras. And one of them is that wherever you put the camera is somehow where you're putting the head of the viewer. So if I put the camera inside a crate, you'll see it from that perspective. If I put the camera very, very low, you'll see the baby chicks at the same eye level, and you see them as equals. But if I put it very, very high, you'll feel like you're kind of a giant floating in the air. So it really affects your perception and the way you perceive yourself. The idea of virtual reality is to create feeling of presence. Is an illusion in your mind that makes you believe that you are in that place. So this is an example of the type of footage that you can get. We also put the cameras, for example, here in a chicken slaughterhouse in the shackles where birds are hung upside down. So you can get also the same type of perspective of when they are going to have their cut's throat. So far, we have released three films on the life of pigs, from the gestation crates to the slaughterhouse, on chickens, as this one, and the last one on dairy cows. We participate with celebrities who narrate and introduce this, so we can get a bigger impact and reach many more people. And this is a brief example of more or less what the experience is like. The sound is not playing, but you can more or less have an idea of. We bring this headset, this project to universities in the US, UK, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Italy. So far, we have visited in the last 6 months about 160 events that we are organizing. We have shown it directly to over 63,000 students. We have also brought it to political conventions where we get politicians to watch this footage from their own country and get them to pledge to ban for factory farming. We also show it to other influential people like journalists. For example, Sam Dolnick, journalist of the New York Times, he says, "I knew all about the cruel practices of the meat industry, but was never persuaded to give up meat until watching iAnimal, a VR documentary that goes inside a Mexican slaughterhouse." He's the second New York Times journalist who becomes vegetarian after watching this. And there are other journalists and other people. And we can wonder, okay, we know that it has an impact, but how much is that impact? What's the difference between this and a tablet, for example, watching a video in a different medium? So the Albert University has carried out a study on precisely this topic. They used some of our footage, as you can see on the corner. And these are some of the results. If you look at the dark blue lines, that indicates the virtual reality versus the blue light that is the tablet. This is the how people perceive how realistic it was and how much empathy they felt for the animals or for the topic. And this is the attitudes measure after people received that intervention or watch those videos, and the interest in vegan and vegetarian food and in reducing the meat consumption. And these, the participants were offered pizza after they finished the study, and some pizza was contained meat, some other was a vegetarian, and the experimenters wrote down like the number of people who chose one versus the other, and you can see like in the first columns, like the virtual reality, how more people, like 50% of people, chose the vegetarian option, while the control group, it was nobody chose that. And with the tablet, only 33%. We're also carrying out currently a study with Funalytics in U.S. universities. We had over 1,900 participants in this, very, very similar, where we show some people the video on a tablet, some others watch it in a VR headset. They all filled a survey, and after a month of this intervention, we also sent them another survey to asking them for their consumption of pig's meat in this case. And we are currently collecting the last information and the last data, and by October we'll have the results. But it looks like it's going to show that VR is far more impactful than a tablet. We provide these cardboard headsets for free. We have them at the booth, so you can come by and take one for free. So anybody in any part of the world can download our app and download our videos and show it to others and pledge or join our network of volunteers. And we have got over 73 million views through the media, and we also got a technology medium like Engage It to write about the suffering of animals, which is not a common topic for them. And yeah, lately we got a story in the New York Times where they cover precisely the same topic. So I invite you all to come by our booth, watch it, and ask me any questions if you are interested in it. Thank you very much for coming today.